Today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechta Challah. Now, when the water hits the flour, it already starts forming dough. However, it is not considered a single mass until it's significantly mixed together. So it's at that point, once it's titgalgel b'issa, once it's rolled together, that is a point where one is obligated to separate challah. However, the Mishnah says already once the water hits the flour, then ochlin arai, one is only allowed to eat in a snack-like fashion from that dough, min ha'isa, until when it comes to flour made of wheat, until it's been mixed together and formed in dough. The tetamtem b'se'urim. And what's that mean? So the Baal Tanur here explains when it comes to making dough of barley flour, that it sort of crumbles apart, it doesn't form a single nice mass. Therefore, it's the end point when the chiyuv kicks in, and beyond which you're not even allowed to eat in a snack-like fashion, is once it's been mixed significantly, kneaded together quite a bit, and then beaten together. That would be the point. Now, importantly, I mean, Kati brings you different explanations, but he cites the Rosh that really prior to these points, there's no chiyuv to separate challah at all. However, much like we've seen with Trumas HaMasra, already at an earlier stage, Chachamim prevented eating in an achilat keva in a fixed fashion from already a stage prior to that. So let's continue. Mishnah says, Gilgala b'chitin. Once we hit that stage, your dough has been formed if you're using flour made from wheat. The timtama b'sorin, or the equivalent stage if using barley flour, Mishnah says, Ha'ochel miben, if someone eats from the dough without separating challah, he's chayev mita. He is liable with mita, or death, but as we said previously, it means this is mita b'dei shamayim, this is a punishment meted out by heaven and not beit din. Mishnah continues, Kevan shehi notenet et hamayim. Once you've already added water to the flour, already from that point, magbahat chalata, you can separate challah. However, that is provided, bilvad shlo yeh sham chameshet ravim kemach. That is provided that the amount of flour that is remaining that has not yet been mixed with the water is less than the 5/4 kav, meaning less than the minimum shear. Otherwise, if there's more flour than that left over, since that flour has not yet hit the obligation, it will be left still with a chiyuv of separating challah from it. Let's continue. Mishnah says, this is now Mishnah Bet, Nidama Isato. So we've discussed what Maduma is. We've explained that if Truma mixes with Chulin, regular produce, you would need 100 times Chulin to the one part Truma for it to be Batel. If it's less than that, the entire mixture is treated as Truma and is sold to the Kohen minus the Truma component that is mixed into it. Importantly now, this is Midrabbanan, this is Rabbinic, because Min HaTorah it would be Batel Barov. So the Mishnah says that if it becomes Maduma prior to Achelot Gilgala, prior to reaching the Chiyuv, the time of when the dough is formed, that one is obligated to separate Challah, then we say Patura, we're exempt from separating Challah, why Shaha Maduma Patur? And we've discussed this previously, that was based on the Pasuk, Rishita Risoteichem Challah Tarimu Truma, that you meant to take Challah as Truma from the dough and not from dough that is already considered Truma. Importantly here, which I didn't mention previously, and Kati quotes the Rush, whereas I also saw this in Tiferet Yisrael, they point out this is only really talking about Challah Mizman Hazeh, in Chutz La'aretz, which is Challah B'Midrabbanan. Why is that? Because since Meduma is Rabbinic Midrabbanan, we cannot say that the Rabbinic concept of Meduma can exempt one from the biblical obligation of separating Challah. Therefore, the case, according to the Rush, where one is exempt with Meduma must only be referring to Challah Bezman HaZeh or Challah Chutz La'aretz. And then Mishnah continues, Umeshe Gilgala, once the dough has been already formed, so you've got the Chiyuv Challah and then Truma mixes in with it, in that case we say, no, that mixture is Chayevet. We still have to separate Challah. Why is that? Because since the obligation of Challah already rests on this dough, the fact that it's become Meduma after the fact cannot remove this obligation anymore. Let's continue, Nolad La, Sfeik Tuma. If this dough we have in its early stages has not yet been formed properly, there's some sort of suffix, a doubt whether it became tamar or not. Mishnah says, Ad shelo gilgala, prior to it reaching this chiyuv and being needed, Mishnah says, Ta'ase v'tumata, there's no issue with you making it definitely tamar. However, Misha gilgala, once it's already formed and there's already an obligation to separate chalash, Mishnah says, and then you've got to continue Ta'ase v'tara. Then you'd have to be careful not to make a tamek, maintain it in its state of purity. Now, the reason being is that since it's already obligated in challah, despite the fact there's a suffix, one has to treat it with tara, and one is not allowed to cause definite tumah and metamer be yadayim. Those Mishnah today.